This is the Center House Theater, sponsored by 94.9 KUOW. Our next group is the Seattle Mandolin Orchestra. They've been playing together since 1968. They are a nonprofit group, and they welcome mandolin players of any age or ability. Let's welcome Seattle Mandolin Orchestra.
Thank you very much. If you had gone to see the Seattle Mandolin Orchestra 90 years ago, around 1920, none of us would have been there. But you might have heard You might have heard that piece because we got it from the library of the Seattle Mandolin Orchestra that was active in Seattle around that time. The piece is called El Bandeliero. It's a Spanish piece. A bandeliero is a bullfighter. I know the only bullfighter that most people know about is the matador, but there are actually three different bullfighters in the Spanish tradition. And if you look at a picture of a bullfight, sometimes the bull will have some flags sticking out of it. Those flags are the banderillas, and the banderillero is the guy who put them there. We're going to go from flags to rags now, and from an old arrangement to a new one. This piece was arranged by our musical director, Alan Jacobson, and it's an arrangement of original rags by Scott Joplin. Thank you. Thank you. That's a little piece called La Spagnola, or The Spanish Dancer, written by an Italian composer, of course. We're going to skip over to Eastern Europe, the Ukraine now. This is a little folk dance called Hopak, or Gopak, depending on how you transliterate it, I guess. This is a real workout for me in the cello section, so I think I'm ready, guys. Thank you. We most often associate the mandolin with Italy, but it really is an international instrument, as we hope to prove to you. A little bit about the mandolin orchestra and the mandolin family really quickly. When mandolins first arrived in this country from Italy in the 1870s, they looked like the one that Ray is playing. Hold that up. There you go. That's the bull-back Italian mandolin. Here in America, they were soon changed to American-style mandolins, which is what most of us play. Hold up one of those. Anybody? There you go. Okay. So we have first mandolins, second mandolins, then slightly larger is the mandola. Right here, you can see those are a little bigger. And next in line is the mandocello, which corresponds to the cello, of course, in the string orchestra. Last but not least, Rolf. There it is. That's a mando bass. If you want to know more about it, you can ask us afterwards. So, we are the Seattle Mandolin Orchestra. You can find us on the web, seattlemandolin.org. We do have some guests with us today. To my right, a guy you may have seen at his solo set last night here at Folk Life, Brian Oberlin. Brian is the director. Thank you. Brian is the director of the Oregon Mandolin Orchestra down in Portland. If you're down that way, look them up. They've got some exciting things going on there. Also joining us from Vancouver, BC, are some members of a group called Miraculous Mandolins. Guys, raise your hands. There you go. We're so grateful to have you guys down and filling out the orchestra here. Got a couple more pieces for you. As I said, it's an international instrument. The next piece comes from a country that has one of the foremost university-based mandolin instruction programs in the world, and I bet you don't know what country that is. You'd probably be surprised. It's called Scenes from Israel. Yes. And this is a suite. This is one piece from a suite called Scenes of Israel. The title of this piece is Enek, which in Hebrew means the valley. And we're going to play it for you right now. There's a lot of things happen in this valley. It starts out kind of quiet, but it'll get exciting later on. Let's go. Thank you. Real quickly, in October, we will be hosting the annual convention of the Classical Mandolin Society of America. Lots of groups like this from all over the country. Pick up one of these cards from one of us after the show if you want to know more about that. One more piece for you from the film Scent of a Woman. This is a tango. It's called Por Una Cabeza.